Okay, so the Torah in the beginning of Parshas Vayelech tells us Vayelech Moshe, that Moshe walked Vayedaber es hadvar ma'elah al kol Yisrael, and Moshe spoke to Bnei Yisrael. The Mefarshim already are bothered by the question, the Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, and the Chassidim point out it's already in the Zohar, bothered by the question, Vayelech Moshe, we don't know where he walked. We just know that he was walking, but where exactly did Moshe Rabbeinu go? So there are a bunch of different answers in the Mefarshim. Some of them focus more on a sort of like on a pshat orient, or focus more with a pshat orientation, and others go in terms of the world of Machshava to some pretty intriguing ideas. In the world of pshat, the Ibn Ezra says something fascinating. Vayelech is that Moshe Rabbeinu went out to Bnei Yisrael. Why did he go out to Bnei Yisrael? Says the Ibn Ezra, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to pass away. It's the end of Sefer Dvarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be mechazik Bnei Yisrael, that even though he was going to be passing away, to let him know he's going to pass away, but don't be nervous, don't be scared. Yoshua's here, Yoshua can take over. And Moshe, sort of at the end, what he was most concerned with was offering some form of consolation to Klal Yisrael, you're going to lose me, but you're in great hands, don't be so nervous. The Ramban offers a similar pshat. The Ramban says that the reason why he was going, he went, it's like when before you say goodbye to someone, before you're going to be saying goodbye, it's appropriate to go and to ask permission, is it okay if I go? And Moshe sort of, in a certain sense, obviously it was up to Ribono Sha'olam, but in a certain sense, Moshe was going to say like his final goodbye. You know, it was wonderful, here it is, and now I'm going to be moving on. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel has a different pshat, a very intriguing one. Targum Yonasan says, and this is quoted by a bunch of the Mefarshim, Targum Yonasan says that he actually went to Halach LeMishkan, Beis Ulpana, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to the Mishkan. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu go to the Mishkan now? It's in many ways the opposite of the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra. For the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, Moshe was going out to Klal Yisrael. For the Targum Yonasan, Moshe Rabbeinu was going inward. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to the Mishkan. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu going to the Mishkan? So the Leif Simcha, one of the Ger Rebbes, quoted in some of the footnotes in the Orach Chaim here, Leif Simcha offers two interpretations why Moshe was going to the Mishkan. One interpretation is because the Gemara tells us in Masechet Sota that at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, he was melamed shenistimu mimenu misoros d'mayos hachachma. The end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Torah became less clear for him. He became less proficient in his Torah knowledge. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu do at the way end? He wasn't as good in learning. Where is he going to go? Back to the Mishkan, back to the Beis Medrash, in order to learn, in order to be able to get back his Torah learning. The Leif Simcha also suggests al derech drush, a homiletic interpretation, that the Beis Medrash on some level, Chazal, based on the Gemara, Maseches Brachos, and Daf Ches, that the Beis Medrash, the Mishkan, have a little bit of a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. That there's a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a flavor of Eretz Yisrael when you're in Makom Kodesh like that. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. At minimum, what he wanted to do was to be able to enter, to have the closest he could get, which was to go back to the Mishkan. So where was Moshe Rabbeinu going? Either out to the people to console them as an act of good midos, or Moshe Rabbeinu was going into the Beis Medrash to build himself back up in learning, or to be able to have a little bit of a taste of Eretz Yisrael. The Orach Chaim has a very fascinating interpretation. It's based on some of his Torah and his understanding about the way that the Neshama works. And he suggests the following. Many of us may know, based on certain Gemaras, based on certain comments in Zohar, that the name of a person often is their name, not of their physical essence, but of their spiritual neshama. That your name, in a certain sense, is representative of where your neshama really is. That's why the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Shem Rishaim Yirkav, that when it comes to Rishaim, we want their name to rot away, because their neshama is not really there. Ki HaRasha Ein Lo Nefesh, doesn't have a real neshama, doesn't have a real nefesh, the Rasha, because he hasn't cultivated that part of him. Obviously, internally, there may be certain things, but he's losing a little bit parts of his neshama. What does Vayelech Moshe mean? What that means is that Moshe started to lose right now that bechina inside of him that was referred to as Moshe. Moshe, not his physical self, but Moshe as neshama. HaRuach HaChaim Shebo Shetikare Moshe, that before a person passes away, sometimes they lose a little bit of their life force. They lose a little bit of their neshama, sort of goes up in a certain sense to the upper world before they physically pass away. And Vayelech Moshe is that part of Moshe's neshama that was up there, that was his world of spirituality, was already in a certain sense moving on even before he passed away. Even before it was all going to be gone, that Moshe Rabbeinu was makir bedavar, he knew he was going to pass away. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to feel and sense, in a certain sense, that his neshama was leaving him, And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Vayelech Moshe. That Moshe lost an element of his neshama was really going away. The Tzadok in Pritzadik has a very, very beautiful idea. Vayelech Moshe, where is Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is Moshe Rabbeinu going? Says Reb Tzadok, not like the Ibn Ezra or the Ramban, it wasn't the same pshat either that you find in the Or HaChaim. Reb Tzadok says the following Torah. We know that the Navi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, that Malachim are different than people. Malachim are referred to as Omdim. Malachim are static as far as their growth. They are who they are. They don't fall and they don't go up. Moshe Tzadikim, on the other hand, or people, are Mahalchim. They're always moving. Vayelech Moshe, says Reb Tzadok, is describing who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Moshe was a person that was moving. Moshe was a person that was active. Really, the Baba Terebi, I think, said it, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe was always walking. The destination, that's not even as critical in terms of defining who the character of Moshe Rabbeinu was. Vayelech Moshe, he was always going. He was going until the point, this is the end of time, and what happens at the beginning of Parshat Vayelech, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe says, I'm 120 right now, I can't go. Reb Tzadok, I believe, referencing a Torah of his great Rabbi, the Ishbitzer here, that Moshe Rabbeinu was at a madrega at the end of his life where he could no longer fall and he could no longer improve. He was static. That Moshe Rabbeinu at the end was lo uchal od, no longer can I go latseis, I can't go anyway. Says Reb Tzadok, when a person can no longer fall, they also can no longer grow. Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam, we're putting there in a letter, probably referencing elements of this Reb Tzadok, or maybe. That what's going on here is a very important Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayelech Moshe. Says Reb Tzadok, Moshe was always moving. Moshe Rabbeinu was always growing. He was always going somewhere. At the end of his life, all the way till the end, and finally this day, his last day was the day, what was the last day? When he couldn't move anymore. He was no longer able to go down, no longer able to go up. Says Reb Tzadok that if Moshe reached the Madrega where he couldn't fall anymore, he also couldn't grow anymore, because all growth is talay, all growth is contingent on the possibility of falling. It's through falling and through struggle that a person actually becomes greater, and a person actually becomes more able to accomplish a lot. And that's in Vayelech Moshe, where was Moshe Rabbeinu going? So different Mefarshim give us radically different ideas. Was Moshe Rabbeinu going to console others? It's so interesting. What was he thinking about at the end of his life? For the Ibn Ezra and for the Ramban, Moshe was thinking about Klal Yisrael. How can I go and how can I comfort them? How can I come and make them feel a little bit less nervous about the fact that he was about to pass away? According to the Targum Yonasan, Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of his life, was going back to the Beis Medrash. He was Nistimu Mimenu Maino Sachachma. He felt like he was slipping a little bit back to the Beis Medrash to be able to learn again or to feel that taste of Eretz Yisrael. For the Or HaChaim, that world of Moshe, of the Jews' neshama, which is highlighted by your name. My name represents my neshama, that by Yelech Moshe, Moshe was walking. Moshe was moving. That neshama was moving upwards before he was going to pass away. For Reb Tzadok and Baba Terebi, in slightly different terms, Vayelech Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was always a person who was moving. Moshe Rabbeinu was always a person that was striving to succeed. And in that sense, he was always a person that was as growth-oriented as possible. As in a certain sense, that the Shla we often reference, the Shla tells us that there's always a connection between the parshios that we read and the time in the year in which we read it. The fact that we're a week before Rosh Hashanah, we always, in this time of Elul and Rosh Hashanah, always read Parsha Vayelech. There's a very, very important message here, Vayelech Moshe. Where is Moshe going? Moshe Rabbeinu was moving. He was moving in good directions, and an important lesson for now. I think also there's something else important, that sometimes Vayelech, when a person progresses, when a person grows, they grow in one direction. They grow in area X or in area Y. Part of the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Vayelech Moshe. The Torah doesn't tell us where he grows. He grew in so many different areas. For the Ibn Ezra and the Ramban, he grew interpersonally. For the Targum Yonasan, he grew as far as his relationship to Torah. And for Tzadok, he grew. He just was always growing. And in a certain sense, undoubtedly an important lesson when we're talking about Elul Rosh Hashanah time is to be in the category of Vayelech Moshe. Many of the Sfarim tell us that every Jew has in him a bit of a connection to the world of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, every Jew can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. We can't net result. We can't be and accomplish all that Moshe Rabbeinu accomplished, but we can be the kinds of people that always grow the way that Moshe Rabbeinu always grew, and that l'chora, at least for some Mefarshim, is what the Rambam actually meant. We should be zocha v'yelech Moshe, the kinds of Jews who learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, who grow, who accomplish, and are always trying to do whatever they can to be as successful as possible.